Dominic, disappointment after a brave Ballinamore performance?
A great performance. We're disappointed not to have got across the line at the finish, but nothing but admiration for the players. They were very, very strong and competitive all through. Great first half, poor third quarter. We came back then in the final quarter and fought like terriers, and near got the goal at the finish that would have earned us the win that I don't think anybody would have begrudged us for our performance over that 60 minutes.
And it was a great performance in the first half to go 6 points in at half time ahead. That was a great situation to be in.
Yeah, great situation, and we played well. We felt that we probably needed another goal maybe in the second half, and we near got it at the very end, but credit my value, they came back strong as well, and they were good value for that third quarter performance. They were very strong. We found it hard to get our hands on ball, so they nailed the scores then that were critical, and we're disappointed not to have crossed the line. We came here today to win. We didn't come to put in a big performance. We felt we were good enough to win. The boys showed out there today they were good enough to win. We had that chance of a goal there at the end. It would have been great that if it had to go in, but listen, these boys will learn from today, they'll benefit from today, and they'll come back stronger again next year.
And did you think Montpellier had the Galway final last week? You were quite a bit of in between time.
Yeah.
It perhaps was difficult to keep your side as sharp as perhaps.
Well, probably so. But then the benefit we had was that we had good time to prepare, whilst they had very little time to prepare. So I felt it worked in our favour, really. And we looked at the semi final in Galway, we looked at the final in Galway. We seen exactly what we were facing. We knew we were as good as them. We just had to go out and deliver, and we just fell short. But I think in defeat we lost nothing. We showed what Leitrim teams are capable of doing.
Yeah, and Ballinamore have made great progress under your stewardship. Fantastic progress, and I'd say even Leitrim football has got a huge boost from what Ballinamore have done in the past number of years under your stewardship.
I feel the boys have worked very hard. They've improved as footballers, they've improved as a team, and when you have teams, club teams improving like that, it brings on the level of every other team. So it's only good for Leitrim football that a side could go out there today and produce that performance. And it's all augurs well for Andy Moran and his group now, and let's hope Leitrim County team can benefit from that as well.